An all-girls boarding and college prep day school in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, has opened a new academic building and revamped its curriculum. It's an effort to give girls opportunities in science and math, where women are largely underrepresented. The Miss Hall's school has upgraded its mathematics classrooms, science laboratories, meeting space and workrooms, and curriculum in an effort to inspire girls to go into science, technology, engineering, art, or mathematics-related fields. Head of school, Julia Heaton.
Girls and women are underrepresented in those fields. So we have a pipeline issue that I think secondary schools and younger can really work to fix.
The new academic building, Lynn Hall, named in memory of Carolina Merck Perkins of Miss Hall's School's class of 1914, houses the Grace Murray Hopper Innovation Lab, where girls attend classes in animation, robotics, and other STEAM studies. The Jeannie Norris Horizon Studio also houses the Experiential Learning Program. Heaton says school leadership had a few goals for the new building.
Number one, flexibility, that we know what we teach now and we know what we want to teach in the next few years, but we don't know how teaching will evolve and how the needs of our students will evolve in 20 or 50 years.
Heaton says the school needed a building that would allow for interdisciplinary collaboration.
We know that girls excel in collaborative settings, and we know that all great ideas can be furthered by the collaboration of people with different perspectives. And so having the spaces in the building actually be designed for collaboration, small group and larger group collaboration, was going to be really important for us.
Ed Eckel, the head of the science department, says the new space is more conducive for girls to work over longer periods of time.
We have probably twice as much classroom space to work with students. So we can set up individual projects. We can keep them up in the room in different locations. Students can come back and work over several days on lab work, projects, things that interest them.
Eckel says it better prepares them for global needs.
Engineers who can take a problem and work different solutions and find the one that's most appropriate to the conditions, we're now giving the students much more of an opportunity to prepare for that growth, for those opportunities that are coming so fast and furious in our world.
While Lynn Hall was under construction, Miss Hall's school refined its curriculum with the opening of the Department of Engineering and Technology Innovation. It's headed by Chris Himes, who is teaching three courses this year in engineering, computer science, and STEAM.
Having all of these departments together, particularly from different viewpoints, allows our teachers to interact more and also think about collaborations across disciplines. So what does it mean, we're building solar ovens in engineering? How does that apply to AP environmental studies?
All the courses are rooted in these ideas of how can we build up the voice of our students? How can we encourage risk-taking? How can we teach them to learn from failure?
The $13.5 million project was started in July 2015. It was funded by a $10 million tax-exempt bond provided by Mass Development. The rest was paid for with private funds. It's built with brick to reflect the classic Georgian architecture of the school's main building. The roughly 80-acre campus has been home to Miss Hall's school since the early 20th century. Again, head of school, Julia Heaton.
We certainly had science labs before. We had math classrooms before, but they needed an update. They needed to really come into the 21st century.
The school has about 210 students representing 15 states and 22 countries. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.